Luke chapter 12, 35 to 48. The third of the gospel parables, the unprepared servants. We are looking at parables of the gospel, and we must expect very easy stories. The problem is with our unbelief, not with the stories. The first was about the Good Samaritan, which is a picture of someone who calls himself a disciple, but is not, though he is personally very satisfied with himself. We are none of the travellers on the road. We are the people lying in the road, waiting for somebody to come past. And the Lord has compassion on us. The second story was about a rich farmer who had worked hard all his life and planned a long and idle retirement. He had all his plans made and then unexpectedly died without enjoying anything. He had been indifferent to God's goodness all his life and thoughtlessly assumed that everything was set fair for a long time. Now we come to the third, which is a story following on of servants who were quite unprepared for the need for reliability and faithfulness, and they were quite ready to get careless when the master was not looking. That is the parable for today. I think that the story we shall hear is a bit of a composite between 1, 2, and 3 incidents, but it's only a story. And there are several little stages in it, which I shall put all together. And Jesus begins very positively speaking about servants of his who are ready. The scene is of a master who goes away. The servants assume he is miles away. But he suddenly returns and takes them by surprise. And they are ready. The situation appears to be that the master has gone to a wedding. He expects that everything is as it should be when he returns. That would be a very good test of the quality of his staff, because of Middle Eastern customs in those days. It is different for us today. When we go to a wedding, it was for a Saturday afternoon and evening, and then we get home, all in half a day. To go to an Eastern wedding is much different. It would require a long and slow journey by mule. Perhaps the feasting would have spread over several days. So if the chief servant had said to the master before he left, "When can you expect me back?" the answer might have been, "Well, probably in the middle of next week, I shall return." So the servant had plenty of opportunity to do their job properly while not under supervision. Like when Queen Victoria once arrived at Windsor Castle and found that the staff had prepared a complete banquet for themselves, gold plate and all, and were having a great time. She was not amused. But in this part of the story by Jesus, the servants were well ready to welcome him with everything as it should be. And the master was so delighted that he said, "I will get you a meal instead of you getting me one." So he put on the apron. "Get ready to eat, all of you. I will do the cooking. I will serve the meal. I'll even do the washing up." It would never happen in real life, but Jesus made it happen in this story. It was all to show how pleased he is with faithful servants. He wants us to be faithful servants with nothing to hide. It is a lesson that when we meet Jesus, thank you, Peter. When we meet Jesus face to face one day, he will say, as the man said in the parable, "Well got done, good and faithful servants, now share in my joyfulness." We'll all anticipate that. I know that you do not do evil service in this place, you do good and seek to please the Lord. Scene one, the servants who are ready. Now scene two, the servants who are not ready. The scene is changed. And the ideas get even more interesting. I tell you that Jesus' stories are very interesting. It's not about the master returning at all. It is about a burglar who finds his way in first. They have left the house insecure. Total irresponsibility from servants who are not ready. I am sure that you can enter into this situation very easily, especially if we have been burgled, because there is a lot of breaking and entering these days. We are taken completely by surprise. Perhaps we had not taken some precaution, have taken some precautions, but they were not enough. We see our disordered house with a terrible shock. We can hardly believe it. We say within ourselves, this happens to other people, but not to me. But it does happen to all of us. That is how I felt. Then one more day, when my wife was in hospital, and I was alone upstairs, I came down in the morning and went into my study. How did he get in? There was no obvious way he got in. And then I saw, or felt rather than saw, that the burglar had taken the glass out of the windows so as to get in the front windows. They were only stuck in. They are glued in now, but there was only the sealant round. And I said, this does not happen to me, but it does. Well, Jesus, having shown us our unpreparedness, puts it this way. When this happens, who has done the most effective thinking beforehand? Not us, possibly the burglar. He waits, he plans, he watches, he knows when you go out and where you go. To be ready then for the burglar, you have always to be ready. Always. And therefore, I ask you, have you got your wind locks on? And all the other things that should be in place? And I also ask you, and myself, am I ready to meet with Jesus? For the story ends, that part of it, you must be ready. Because the Son of Man will come at an hour when you do not expect him. Oh, fancy Jesus being likened to a burglar. Today, reading this parable, you think of the second coming of Jesus. I am not sure Jesus' hearers would have understood this completely. They were in his first coming. He had not shared with them very much about anything else. I don't think that they thought very much about the second coming, as we may have done. So I will include all the possibilities of being servants who are not ready. Of course, there will be a coming of Jesus at the end. But there are other comings. He comes on special occasions. Some are personal to us. Or it may be wider when he draws near in a time of revival in the churches. There will be a time at the end when this life is completed. And Jesus says, I will come again and take you unto myself. So, there is the second part of the parable. No, do not overlook the third stage in the story. We are the ones to be ready, not somebody else. At this point, the Apostle Peter speaks up. He always speaks up. Usually the first. His question is, Lord, are you telling this parable to us or to everyone? Which brings Jesus to say, I think that Peter himself is the chief steward of the household. Jesus speaks directly to him because he had been entrusted with a lot of responsibility. He is the faithful and wise manager. If he ill-treats a servant or considers himself as a taskmaster over them, or if he gets drunk, he will go with the unfaithful. If you are given much responsibility, much is asked of you. And this leads us to see our own responsibility. For we have had a good many privileges in life. Possibly more than many. We have been taught the faith. We have our Bibles, though I am told many Christians never read them and only treat them as a reference book. We have been taught to pray. We were brought to worship. And some of us are even simple preachers, like me. The Lord has expectations of faithfulness. And what shall we say to him if we have failed? So we ask, like Peter, who does this story apply to? And Jesus replies, it applies to you. Think of what this means. We all have faults, all of us. We all have problems. But even with faults, we can be faithful like Peter. Jesus will be very merciful, but I still have to ask myself the question, is there anything in my life that needs to be changed? Amen. Thank you.